Blog Talk Radio.
Aloha. It is that time again. It is time for Talking Pictures. Life, movies, everything, whatever comes our way. Today is a special episode. Every day is a special episode, but today is a dream come true episode for me. Since I heard what South by Southwest was, every filmmaker wants to play there. That's a given. Every filmmaker wants to go there. That's a given. For me, I always wanted to see a film that was playing there. And as I went into film journalism, long story short, I realized you can get screeners from different festivals. I thought, I hope one day I get to see something from South by Southwest, because they usually come to movie theaters, or definitely on demand, Netflix, all that. So today we're going to review The Archer, which is directed by our friend of the show, Valerie Weiss. Great filmmaker, great director. We had her on before. You can go in the archives, listen to her interview about A Light Beneath Their Feet. And then you can watch A Light Beneath Their Feet on Amazon, Hulu, Netflix. Great film. And that made me a fan. I'm a fan of most filmmakers that come on here. And it's always a good kind of learning curve to be a fan as a filmmaker, to be a fan as a film journalist, but then to also be a fan as a host. And then you also get to talk to these people during scheduling and on the phone and through email. So you get to know them more than just a 30-second red carpet interview. And Valerie Weiss is her director's bio. She's completed 3 feature films of multiple genres. This could not be more different than A Light Beneath Their Feet. The Archer, A Light Beneath Their Feet, and Losing Control, which I really want to see now. It's an American Girl movie for Amazon. She holds a PhD in biophysics from Harvard, and she's an alumni of AFI. Now, in the interview I did with her before, we really got into the science aspect and the way she looks at characters. And The Archer, I saw the poster and I thought, oh my gosh, this is an action movie. And her last film was a drama. Now, first of all, let me get all this stuff out of the way, that it's brilliant and it's superb and you have a chance to see it at South by Southwest on the 16th at 8:30 at the Alamo Ritz 2. It had 2 sold-out screenings, including its premiere on the 11th. Now, I was unaware that there was screener links, and we were able to get one, and that was so kind of Valerie, because she had a screening and took the time to make sure that we got a link, and thank you to PR. But I want to read you the synopsis. So before that, I'll say, great film, well-paced. I expect nothing less than wonderful directing from Valerie Weiss. I don't like the word favorite on this show, because it implies that I hold her as higher than other guests, and every guest here is equal. But as a film buff, she is now one of my favorite filmmakers, along with Mr. Quincy Rose and Miss Lulu and a multitude of others. I won't turn this into the name dropping hour. I'm so excited to be doing this that I'm just going to read the synopsis so I kind of calm down a bit. Okay, the main character, Lauren Pierce. She's a high school archery champion. She's just landed in Paradise Trails, a brutal juvenile correctional facility in the wilderness, after hospitalizing a boy in self-defense. Now, this has all kinds of layers of great social messages. So when you watch this movie, pay extra attention. Just don't look at the surface. And that's what's great about Valerie's films. Well, this being the second one, but I know there'll be more. I hope in the future, I'm reviewing her 5th or 8th film. Okay, under the oh God, I don't want to pronounce this word. Under the pernicious rule of warden and bell hunter Bob Batris, she makes her escape, traversing the wilderness with rebellious inmate Rebecca Rolinski. With the warden's stolen bow, enough and evidence to close the doors at Paradise Trails for good, but they'll have to survive both the elements and an increasingly desperate Bob who's hunting his prey to make sure the secret stays buried, even if he has to bury them. Now, Bo, one-man army, but here it's a woman. Easily you could look at this poster and think, okay, it's Rambo. Now, I didn't think that, but the regular movie goer, okay? Like I said, I was thinking action film. I wasn't thinking subversive, social-driven issue drama. But that's the beautiful thing of film, is that it can turn you on its ear. Again, let me compose myself here, because I loved this film so much. I was on the edge of my chair. I put on Facebook today, the way they say a movie is Woody Allen meets Kurosawa, or it's Martin Scorsese meets Alexander Payne. This film, for me, was so suspenseful in where it was going, because it didn't require seeing a Braveheart, and it didn't require the how you knew Rambo was going to surrender to the cops, that I called it Hitchcock meets Valerie Weiss. Now, I don't want to overhype this film, because I'm one who doesn't like overhyping a film. And again, I'm a filmmaker who reviews films. I'm not a critic. So I'm not here to read you off critic theories and talk like I know everything. But this film, from use of location, metaphors, the word genius is too overused. And I don't think the word genius really exists, because I think we all learn something and have something to contribute. And I know Valerie and I touched that in our first interview. But for what this review is, other than a fan trying to not sound like a Star Wars geek, The Archer, first of all, the casting was fantastic. The actress here that played Lauren was just amazing. Bailey Noble. Now, knowing my luck, she's like the star of Hunger Games, and I'm just saying Bailey Noble. The entire cast was great. She uses Kurt Fuller, who would best be known and recognizable to people as the guy in Pursuit of Happiness who tells Will Smith that he doesn't want to do business with him, that heartbreaking moment when they're supposed to be at Candlestick Stadium. But Kurt Fuller's in so many things. When I even told Valerie on air, or one of the talks we had, where I just said, anything you have with him, I'll watch. He's so great. I think he's chosen to stay as a character actor, because I just think there's more to him. Now, the cast was great. Of course, under great direction, you're going to get a great cast. Screenwriter Casey Schroen. Let me look this up real quick to give you some other credits for her, because this was either just a great first script, and it makes me think of Ali Khoury, who her first sold script was Thelma and Louise. God, Ridley Scott, Butch Cassidy and Sundance Kid meets Easy Rider. Okay, she's written Prima Donna, a short, Mbazi, Mercy of the Jungle is in pre-production. Let's see if this is on IMDb. So I'm not, okay, it's not a Valerie Weiss film. Okay, so Valerie managed to take the script. Now, not writing it, for those of you that direct, is an interesting situation, because you're just bringing your take to it. You haven't spent, well, you've spent whatever time developing it, but you haven't, you weren't there for the blank page days. And so Valerie, whose credits, of course, for director and producer. She has multiple, she's produced multiple shorts, a TV movie. She had one over Christmas. I'm sorry, I'm losing my train of thought here. And I apologize to Valerie and the review. Okay, so The Archer, the cinematography was superb. I really liked the way it captured nature. And of course, it says here they go into nature, so I'm not spoiling anything. All the moments were what they were supposed to be. If you were supposed to feel tense, you felt tense. If you were supposed to feel sad, you felt sad. If you were supposed to just be with the characters, then you were just with the characters. And that's what I appreciated the most, was that there was no gimmicks. And there's a lot of directors out there doing this. Like I said, Quincy Rose and Tessa Blake and guests we've had on our show. I'm waiting for The Wedding Invitation, directed by Miss Rainey Kerwin, that will be releasing when it does. I don't know anything about it, but it mopped up the festivals. So with that, I just want to say that The Archer, it's no surprise that it premiered at South by Southwest. This was based on a true story and is going on. These hospitals, girls' home, boys' home, whatever you want to call them, that are so-called going to rehabilitate people. Of course, domestic violence is touched on. That's in the synopsis. These things were so great, and to have them from a woman's point of view and not judge it or the characters, I admired that. So I want to say that this gets, obviously, the seal of approval. Aloha, seal of approval. But I really want to tip my hat to Valerie for just directing a wonderfully intense movie that mixed genres. It was like a great musician who mixes jazz and country and rock and roll and bluegrass and has its own sound. Obviously going to AFI, it's not a surprise that Valerie's the director she is. But my final say would be, this was uniquely brilliant and different and was really just a tour de force of storytelling, plain and simple. I think I could look up all kinds of words to describe it, but I'm not going to do that. And I'm going to sign off with The Archer. You must see it. I've told you this week to put The Sounding on your list. Multiple films, please make a list. These films, don't look at it and go, oh, it's playing Austin, Texas, I live in New York, or this film is coming to New York and this film will come to LA, and I know nothing about the future of the film, so I'm not spilling the beans here, but this is, I hope, will even make it to cinema, because this was one of the films that you watch and go, this should be playing in Auditorium Number 9. Nothing against Hulu, Netflix, Amazon. That's the same thing as getting a theatrical release. But I look forward to seeing this in a cinema on a big screen, at whether it's a festival or a 1 or 2 week run in multiple cities. And just congratulations to her team. And most of all, to their leader, who, Valerie is a fearless filmmaker. She jumps into the story and she's willing to just roll with it. And that is why, again, I admire her as a person who I've spoken with. I admire her as a fellow filmmaker. I admire her as a guest. And I don't say anything that guests want to hear or that filmmakers want to hear. And most of all, I just admire that we got to review this film. So again, Talking Pictures, we are always going to be in gratitude that you've tuned in. The shares, the likes, the listens, the views of the video. People have been telling me, you say thank you too much. And I say, well, you know what? I don't ever want to not be thankful. So, again, The Archer, one more time to see it at South by Southwest. That's going to be this Thursday, the 16th, at the Alamo Ritz 2. We have this going out to our buddies in Austin. And thank you to R out in Sacramento, who's going to send it into his Austin network of South by Southwest people. Alamo Ritz 2, get your tickets early because the first two sold out. So with that, take care. Have a wonderful evening. Make sure and watch a good movie. Please wake up tomorrow and in this world, spread some peace. And most of all, you know me, aloha.